Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett, it's time for Silver Lining in the Cloud, brought to you by Computer Design and Integration.
Good morning and welcome to Silver Lining in the Cloud, where we talk with business leaders from Atlanta and the surrounding communities. Silver Lining in the Cloud is brought to you by CDI Managed Services, who recently was recognized by the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce as February's Business of the Month. CDI Managed Services specializes in IT infrastructure solutions, support, and cloud computing. I'm Dominic Rainey, and I'll be hosting today's show. We have three business leaders with us in the studio this morning. From the German-American Cultural Foundation, we have their chairman, Jürgen Genske. And Jürgen also is the president of Kuhn Nagel. And he's there in Atlanta, and also representing the German-American Cultural Foundation is one of their founders and vice president, Rudy Herbst. Rudy also is involved with his own company as the chairman of United Soft Plastics Group of Companies.
Thank you.
Welcome, gentlemen. And also our third guest is Michael McFarland. He is with a company called Grandview. Welcome, gentlemen, to the show. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to be with us this morning. All right, so Jürgen, why don't you kick it off and tell us a little bit about your organization, the German-American Cultural Foundation, and what you guys do there.
Well, the German-American Cultural Foundation was founded in 2008. It's a non-profit organization. It's dedicated to promoting and preserving the German languages and the cultures here in the Southeast, and of course also to support institutions with a similar goal. We are a team of forward-thinking business leaders, mostly representing German companies or companies with very, very strong ties to Germany. And the foundation strives to strengthen the transatlantic relationship by advancing intercultural awareness and know-how between German-speaking countries, obviously Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and the U.S., through the support of educational activities, community events, and arts. I mean, don't forget, just in Atlanta, there are more than 52,000 German living here and more than 800 companies. I mean, the German-American Chamber is a very well-known, very well-respected, and they're focusing on the business, while we are focusing on culture events here in the Southeast, or mainly in Atlanta.
Oh, great, great. How did this evolve? How did it come about? How did it get started? Was Rudy behind this?
Yes.
Rudy seems to be behind everything.
No. Hello, everybody. Good morning, everybody.
Rudy Herbst.
My name again is Rudy Herbst. I'm one of the founder of the German-American Cultural Foundation. And it started all about in 2008, 2009, where we had a discussion with our former general consulate, Hans-Jörg Brunner, the former president and CEO of Porsche Cars North America. And the actual chairman and president and CEO of Echo in Duluth. And it was about how we can, as a German community, since there are so many Germans in the city and around the city, how we can help cultural organizations, how we can implement the language better, and how we can have a better understanding on the American side, what Germans are doing, what is the good stuff out of Germany, okay? So we had that idea. There was another lady, Terry Simmons, with Arnold Golden Gregory. So we were sitting together. It took a couple of months to start everything, and now we're here and having a non-profit organization and trying to help the community.
Okay, guys, tell us a little bit about your recipients and some of the future projects and activities that are going on with the...
I mean, one of the main recipients is obviously the Goethe Institute here in Atlanta. And the challenge they have, obviously, you know, they don't get any fundings like they did many, many years ago, you know, from the German government. Mm-hmm. So they had a really big challenge, you know, to raise, you know, funds to even survive. So we, as a business leader, we said we have to support the Goethe Institute. I mean, they have to survive in a market here in Atlanta. So they're the ones who receive most of the funds we're collecting from our members. Because the Goethe Institute, I mean, obviously, their main goal is to provide German classes, you know, to the community in all kind of levels. But on the other side, they also do a lot of other events. I mean, I've just been to one recently, which was really cool. It's a classical piano dueling event here downtown at the Rialto, and was very well received. I mean, and they invite speakers. They had one not too long ago where the father was a spy in Eastern Europe, and it was also, I mean, it was, they couldn't, they had to stop accepting more guests because it was so well received as well. And they do movie events. They do even Bundesliga on Saturdays. So they're heavily involved. And they have a very, very well-organized team. But obviously, you know, they're just lacking funds. And here we are supporting them a lot. And there's also Kennesaw University is another big recipient where they're also heavily engaged and they want to offer more German classes. But they're all very limited. And their budgets are always, you know, very, very slim. So they need, you know, every penny they can get, you know. And if it's just adding, you know, a couple of hours of, you know, for resources, that makes a huge difference. Hmm. And projects, what we do throughout the year, we don't want to do too many. I mean, we are a limited team, so we cannot do a kind of a monthly events. But the main ones are, we just had one, which is the Feuersang Bowle, extremely well received. It's a very special thing in Germany. You have it at the winter time. It's a hot drink, and we had it at the beer garden here, and then we have a golf event, which is a pretty standard event we had now for many, many years. We have a Lederhosen run or Oktoberfest run, and this is pretty fun, I must say. It's going to be in October, on October the 2nd, if I believe, and it's going to be downtown, and where people can run in their, I don't know, in their Lederhosen or in their traditional German outfit. And it's a 5K. We might even consider it a 10K. So that's also a very cool event. And the highlight will be something, but I'll talk to this on the next question.
Okay, so...
May I add a little bit to recipients? I think besides of some of the German organizations like the Goethe Institute, the German School, I think we also supported... some others like Kennesaw, Jürgen mentioned, but we also did like Atlanta Technical College. We did Moorhouse College. We did, I would say, 8 to 9 schools in the metro Atlanta area where we implemented German classes, even French classes, worked together also with the Alliance Française. So we tried to help people outside, even if they are not so close, where it's an international school like Beaufort, Gainesville, where they have a chance to get a second culture for their kids. So that's what we initiated as well last year for 6 to 8 schools in the metro Atlanta area. And then with the colleges, we had, for example, we had at the beginning, we had like one person we took out of technical college. We sent him to Germany with the former mayor of Atlanta, Shirley Franklin, and he ended up being a great student at Kennesaw. He was dressed different, he was living different, and it was really amazing to see how you can turn people's life if you activate a little bit with interest and funds and something like that. It was really amazing.
I mean, especially the exchange program, this is something we also want to focus on. I mean, we want to have more and more Americans actually going overseas. And, you know, it's just about also, you know, providing the funds for that. I mean, just imagine, you know, there's no other country where there are more flights from Atlanta too. I mean, there are 5 flights a day to Germany. Most people don't even realize, you know, it's more than to any other country. And, so there's a lot of, you know, interaction between both countries. And we want to give students who might not have the financial means to be able to experience a totally different culture.
It must be an interesting twist to try to to have the funds and how to portion out the funding for the activities and the events. It was totally mostly funded by businesses, corporate. Private individuals as well as your projects?
Yeah, I think as we started, the first idea was to fund it like through corporate German-American companies, okay? I think today we're also going the route that we say we need more fundraiser. Like Jürgen said, we have the Lederhosen run. We have that in the future. We want to maybe implement a Christkindl market. So we have a couple of ideas to say we need more fundraising from the outside, but we have a strong core right now. It's about 30 big companies, more on the German side, who contribute with donation every year, and which are our main patrons. And there are also many Americans like Merrill Lynch, their SunTrust. There is a Riddle, it's Porsche, it's Siemens, Echo. So there are many out there who want to help us, and we attract more and more.
So you have some great big corporate sponsors behind this as well.
Yes, Dominic.
What kind of team, staff does it take to drive the activities and the projects?
If you start something like that, you have limited funds. It's same like building up an own company. Yeah. The we said we are for non-profit. We don't want to spend anything for staff right now. So there is like a core of 20 of those business leaders who really spent their own time. Weekend, we meet sometimes like twice a week in Midtown, downtown to have meetings, to arrange everything. We have an outsourced half staff, but that's what it is. Everything else we do by our own, and we spend our time. And it's really like more enthusiastic on we like to do that. And I think
this is fun for you.
And it's fun, and people see that, and that's why they join us even more.
Mm-hmm. I think we're very passionate because we believe one day it will take off. I mean, it's not there where we want it to be, but I think we're heading in the right direction. And we're also very business people. I mean, we're all flying, you know, around all over the world, but we will find enough time, you know, to dedicate enough resources to this project. Because, you know, we believe, you know, there's so much more you can do. And, and we have more and more companies also, you know, they like what they see. And I think, you know, with a strong German community here in this market, I think we're getting great traction.
Busy people get things done. They always seem to find more time and more. They make it work. So it's just having desire,
and,
right?
And I think an additional advantage, let me say that for the southeast of United States, everybody may think about is just Atlanta. I think if you go back the last 10, 15 years, Atlanta has grown dramatically. I think the whole southeast has grown very much. We have great companies out here. If you talk about the German, we have BMW in South Carolina. We have Mercedes in Alabama. We have Porsche right in town. We have Kia. We have Hyundai. We have... they were just signed up for Range Rover and Jaguar. We have VW around the corner. Mercedes just announced that they want to put the headquarters into the Atlanta area. And then besides of that, we have all these big American companies in town, Delta, very international. UPS is one of the biggest logistics company in the world, Coca-Cola. So there's a lot of international activities. And we believe we have 55 international chambers here in town. We have many, many Japanese, Koreans. So it's really great. And I think by having a second language, culture, or whatever, it helps kids to get a better perspective for the future and to see the opportunities this area has.
Yeah, Atlanta's definitely a multi-international cultural city, and it's great to see what you guys are doing there at the German-American Cultural Foundation. We're speaking with Jürgen Genske, mm-hmm. and he is the chairman, and Rudy Herbst is the vice chairman, and these gentlemen are getting it done. So, guys, what are your biggest challenges as you look ahead down the road for the organization?
I mean, the biggest challenge, you know, I see is actually getting more visibility in the community. I think, you know, we also realized we had our annual event not too long ago downtown, and we realized we have to do more to be more visible. You know, we have to do more marketing. So, I mean, obviously, you know, that also takes, you know, a different approach, and we have some ideas. So we have a big meeting now coming up this Friday, if the weather permits. And just talk about, you know, what is it we need to do to, you know, to be more visible in the market. And that's also why we are here today, you know, to get the name out, and so people can go to the website and also see, you know, what are the activities we're planning. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the big thing, you know, we are planning for actually for this year, what I just mentioned, is a Christmas market. I mean, there are so many actually in the U.S. And if you look around, you know, here in Atlanta, there are hardly any. I mean, you cannot compare. I mean, you can definitely not compare the one, you know, to in Chicago. It's almost a billion-dollar turnover what they already have. But they also started this, I mean, so many, many years ago. But if you go to many other cities, they have such a sizable Christmas market. And so many Americans, being to Germany, okay. I mean, this is such a huge event. They a Christmas market, I've been there last winter, just last December in Munich. It is different, and you know, the atmosphere in this kind of a Christmas market. And we want to start small, mm-hmm. and it's a family event, but you have the traditional, you know, the German drinks, the German, you know, sweets, bakery stuff, and everything. And I tell you, there's so many Americans with German roots as well, yeah. and many who have been overseas, you know, they will love it. And so we want to grow it to a sizable level. And I'm sure we're going to draw some attention, awareness, and hopefully also, you know, get the other dollar, you know, to support colleges, universities here in the Metro Atlanta area.
That's great. That's great. Well, it's good to know that we don't necessarily have to drive to Helen, Georgia, to get a touch of German
thank you.
Culture, right? So it's nice to know that it's going to be all around us here in the Atlanta metro area. That's great, guys. So, Rudy, tell us a little bit more about what's in store. What's the vision look like for you, for the German American Cultural Foundation?
Yeah, I think, as Jürgen said, I think it's really that we get a better visibility, that people know us better, and that we start with solid fundraisers who really gives fun to the people, who really, where people say, I want to go back again. Okay, like a Chris Kindle market. We have ideas like Tonsend in May. There is several stuff which is in Europe, and people don't know it or forgot about it. So we had like the Feuerzang in Bole as the first time. We had 100 people outcome, and it was really great. We can make stuff in the future. I know the city, Atlanta, they want to grow very fast in the future. They want to build like that train. So I think there is a tendency also that people go more on the street again, meet together. And I think we see once we have in mind, we have a good chance to bring that together and combine both. So besides of that, sure, we want to get more corporate sponsorship in there, and we want to grow ourselves and to make it more successful.
Okay, great. Rudy Herbst and Jürgen Genske, they're with the German American Cultural Foundation. Guys, tell our listeners how they can reach out to you and get more information, find out what's coming up, and get involved.
I mean, the best way to connect, obviously, is through the website, where we have all the events posted. We also work very, very closely, you know, I mean, with the Goethe Institute. I mean, people should also, you know, visit many events at the Goethe Institute. I mean, they have a lot of activities, you know, throughout the month.
Mm-hmm. And what is the website?
gac-foundation.org.
Org, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. We're on several Instagram, I think, on several others, but I think that the best is like the webpage and
yeah.
Okay.
Since we don't really have stuff working out there.
And all you right. can reach out to us directly, straight to us, you know, and we will respond right away. I mean, we're a small team, so we can act very quickly. And anyone who wants to, you know, has questions and wants to join us, I tell you, we will be very, very excited, and we would invite them, you know, to our event so they meet us and in person and to see, you know, what is our, you know, what are the future activities we're planning. And we need any kind of resource, any kind of anyone, you know, who is willing to spend some time and to help a great cause.
Yeah, you're driving the marketing and the branding side of it. That's good. We've got two entrepreneurs here. We should be very successful in doing that. That sounds really great. You've got me interested, that's for
okay.
sure. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. You've been listening to Silver Lining in the Cloud, brought to you by CDI Managed Services.